Good morning, everyone. This is Mr. Wing. I hope you guys are doing well, and I put together this little CD for you to practice with. I'll send it to your teacher via MP3 file. But the purpose of this CD is to help you understand that the trumpet sound is a lot different than most people think. The trumpet has to be full, fat, free, singing, brilliant. It's a trumpet. It's not an oboe, for crying out loud. So when we practice these things, most of the students are not putting enough air through the horn to sustain this beautiful, fat, full, free sound all the time. Most of the students that I hear, their middle register and their low register is fine, but as they ascend and get into the upper register, the E on the staff, the F on the staff, the G on the staff, the A on the, just above the staff, the sounds begin to get thin and pinched and puny because the lips are becoming too tight. When the lips become too tight, the air is restricted. And if the air is restricted, everything stops. The trumpet is a wind instrument. So, we're going to do long tones. And I'll send the teacher the link so that you can print out long tones. But we're going to hold each long tone for 12 counts. Now, the secret is that this is a play along. So you're going to hear me play, and then I'm going to rest. While I'm resting, that is your turn to play. So I'll play for 12 counts, and then on the count 13, you come in for 12 counts, and then I'll play the next note, then you play the next note, I'll play the next note, et cetera, et cetera. So I hope this helps establish a discipline of how much fun playing the trumpet can be on a daily basis. You've got to work on fundamentals every day. You've got to work on taking a big breath. You've got to work on blowing. You've got to work on making sure the sound is full, free, fat, and dazzling. Here we go. Play along with Mr. Wing. Here we go. I got the metronome on. I'll play first. You play second. One, two, three. That's long tones. There you go. Now that is long tones. And we want to make sure, I'm going to turn off the metronome. We want to make sure that when you do these long tones, you're striving for a full, free sound. You got to remember, you take a big breath in, you don't hold the breath in. You blow it out as if you're blowing out a birthday candle, or if you're blowing through a soda straw, blowing bubbles. You got to keep the air moving. Now, you don't push the air out. You don't squeeze it out with muscle. You take a big breath and you blow. So, what I want you to practice that when you're blowing these long tones is that you're blowing through that sound. You have to hear each pitch in your mind before you play it, and you have to leave the embouchure alone. You have to allow what's going to happen to you physically, the embouchure and all the stuff that happens in the abdominal area. You've got to leave it alone. Don't even think about it. Concentrate on the sound, the note that you're going to play, and that will allow what's going to happen to you without any conscious thought. All right, the next thing that we want to work on now is we're going to do a little expanding scales. We're going to try to get that sound just as beautiful and full and free as you go up in little baby step increments to try to expand your range. In the 20-minute routine, which I'm going to pull out, you'll see that the scale begins on a G up to an E. The second one is the F major scale, contra D flat, and then we go on up in baby increments. Learning how to practice in the upper register and understanding what happens to you is just like being in a car. When you're in a car and you go up a hill, you don't even think about putting your foot on the gas. You just put your foot on the gas and away you go. Well, you don't think up, you don't think down, you think straight through. So when we do these expanding scales, there's no metronome on, but I'm going to play them. And then when I get finished playing one, I want you to play it. So expanding scales on page 2 of the 20-minute routine. I'll also make sure that the teacher has a link so that she can print this off for you as well. So we've got long tones, and now we're going to do a little expanding scales. Starting on a G up to the fourth space E. Now you take a big breath and play. Some of you probably couldn't make it to the end because your breath ran out, and that's okay. You want to play it in one breath, which means you're probably going to have to play it a little faster. So I'll play it again a little faster, and then you play. Here we go. Your turn. Next one, beginning on F up to the F. Take a big breath. I'll play first. Big breath and blow. You got it. The secret in playing these scales is understanding that as you go up, that breath has to be moving. You always have to remember that through the sound, that everything happens to you physically as a result of hearing the sound. You don't go after it from the results and causes being mixed up. In other words, you don't care what your embouchure is doing. All you know is that you hear the sound, you take a breath, and you blow. And through repetition and practice consistently, all this begins to work out. Let's go to the next one. Now, the next one is E-flat up to the G, just on top of the staff. We're going to go from E-flat to E-flat, which is your contra D-flat major scale, or this is your E-flat major scale for trumpet, 3 flats. We're going to go from E-flat to E-flat. We're going to take a big breath, go up to the G, and come back down. Here we go. I'll play it first. Your turn. Next one is E-flat up to the B-flat. Again, we'll take a breath after the E-flat fourth space and then going up to the B-flat. Now, the higher you go, the more the resistance there is. You have to learn to blow through the resistance. Sort of like blowing from a big soda straw into a small, tiny soda straw, with the diameter being smaller. There's more resistance in the smaller one than there is the big one. So you learn to blow through this muscle pressure or the resistance as you ascend. Here we go. E-flat up to the B-flat. I'll take a breath after the E-flat. Big breath, you got it. And never forget that the trumpet is a wind instrument. If you need a breath in the middle of the scale, take it. Always remember that. You got to fill up like a glass of water. You fill up from the bottom all the way to the top and practice that. You might get lightheaded for a while, and that's okay. You've got to get used to the water, as they say. All right, the last expanding scale is from the low D up to the C. We're going to take a breath after the D, D major scale, D, D, F sharp, G, A, B, C sharp, D. Take a breath, and we'll go up to the C natural that way. I'll play first. You got it after me. Here we go. Your turn. Big breath. Breathe where you need it. Here we go. Okay. And if you can't get to high C yet, that's all right. Patience, practice, perseverance. Always remember, the trumpet is a wind instrument. You take a big breath, you don't hesitate, you hear the sound before you play it. If you don't know what I'm talking about by hearing the sound, sing the sound before you play. Play it on a piano. Have somebody else sing it to you and you match their pitch. But you've got to have an oral perception of what that sound is in your mind. You should be able to hear it with your eyes closed. Then you take a big breath and you blow through the sound that you hear and leave everything else alone. Okay, now this is only the beginning, and hopefully this will help you understand that a trumpet sound is supposed to be full, fat, and free. Let's get after this thing, and I sincerely hope that if you do this every day for 21 days, you'll begin to have a better understanding of what a trumpet sound is supposed to sound like. Have a great day. This is Mr. Wing. See you later.